This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network on a Tuesday morning. I'm Don Wick. We'll hear from Tyler Donaldson, too. A beautiful harvest forecast in front of us. Sunshine, dry conditions expected for the balance of this week. Highs generally in the 70s to low 80s. There are some areas dealing with fog this morning, and the National Weather Service says hazy skies will be seen tomorrow as the Canadian wildfires move smoke southward. According to the weekly USDA Crop Progress Report, 11% of the corn and 9% of the soybeans are harvested nationwide. Those numbers track with long-term averages. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says only two Midwestern states have reached double digits for the soybean harvest.
They are the drier lower Midwestern states of Indiana, 12% harvested, five-year average 7%, and Ohio at 10% harvested versus 4% on average.
Winter wheat planting is 20% complete, down from 23% last year and the average for this state. 12% of the sugar beets in the four major sugar beet production states have been lifted. That's in line with the average for this state. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
All four states have reached double digits, ranging from 10% harvested in Michigan up to 13% in North Dakota.
43% of Minnesota's corn crop is mature, up from 26% last week. The weekly crop progress report said 88% of the corn is dented, up 10% over the last week. 46% of the soybeans are dropping leaves, a dramatic 28% increase over a week ago. 3% of Minnesota soybeans have gone through the combine. Pasture conditions in Minnesota rated 61% good to excellent. According to USDA, 79% of North Dakota topsoil moisture is rated adequate, 15% surplus, only 6% considered short of moisture. Only 19% of the corn is mature, well below the 35% average for this date. 73% of the corn is dented. 56% of the soybeans in North Dakota dropping leaves, down from an average of 73%. 23% of the sunflowers are mature. Nearly 70% of the pasture ground in North Dakota in good to excellent condition. And for South Dakota, the early soybean harvest has begun. Just 2% of the crop complete. 64% of the soybeans are dropping leaves, up from 32% last week. 46% of South Dakota's corn is mature. That compares to 31% last week. A large soybean crop on the way, and without the largest export market, China, many farmers are scrambling to find out what to do with the crop. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Jim Thompson talks about the importance of China's role as a purchaser of U.S. soybeans, as well as how North Dakota's infrastructure is set up for soybean export more so than storage.
Without the trade program that we've kind of enjoyed with China, you're looking at 60%, 50 to 60% of the crop grown soybeans specifically in North Dakota no longer have a home. We no longer have that trade partner to ship these beans off to at harvest time like we've been used to. And there's no other market that can replace, nor is there a combination of markets that can take our beans like China did. Until we had the two crush plants, 80% of the beans in North Dakota were exported. And they're exported via the PNW for the most part. Bring in two crush plants, great. We still have roughly 50% of the whole beans that we need to get exported. And we're used to not storing soybeans and storing corn and delivering corn, you know, later on when freight allowed and things kind of shook out down the line. Now we're being told we need to store beans and we need to store corn. And that's a problem that everybody kind of faces because we're just not built to store all of that commodity.
There are options for farmers, though Thompson says they aren't exactly ideal.
There's options. And the options aren't great. The infrastructure for the bean market's basically focused to getting to the elevator, and the elevator's having to worry about it. Well, elevators, too, they're used to taking all that crop in, but getting it loaded on a train, turning those bins over, and getting ready for corn harvest. Falls back to the producer now. We're going to fill these small bins. We may be putting them in piles. We may be putting them in grain bags. We may be putting them in Quonsets. Or are we going to do something different? Maybe we'll put those beans in our big bins and leave the corn stand, or put the corn on the ground. Well, you're going to have to get out your comfort zone a little bit and decide what it is that's going to be best for you. And
for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
A former president of the Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers has died. Funeral services will be held Friday in Thief River Falls for Gary Anderson. Anderson farmed at Grigla when he led MOG during the pandemic years. President Donald Trump will meet this week with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to try and avoid a government shutdown at the end of this month. Trump is in New York City today for the United Nations General Assembly, but will return to Washington tomorrow. Congress adjourned late last week without passing a continuing resolution to fund the government beyond September 29th. Navigation issues are being seen on the lower Mississippi River. There is rain forecast for the Ohio River Basin, but that area has been so dry over the past month and a half, the river levels are still expected to decline. Limitations have been placed on river shipping from Cairo, Illinois, south to Louisiana. Water levels on the lower Mississippi River have been an issue really over the past 4 years. Crush plants are offering contracts for 2026 New Crop Cash Sunflowers and Act of God Hyo Lake contracts. ADM Enderlin is at $23 per hundredweight cash, $22.50 for Act of God. Cargill West Fargo quoting $22.90 per hundredweight cash, $22.40 Act of God. Colorado Mills has a $23 offer for Act of God Sunflower contracts. New World Screwworm is continuing to march north with the latest case found just 70 miles south of the Texas border. National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall praises USDA's action on the issue, but says more work needs to be done.
It really comes down to the government doing more faster as a way to ensure we have the tools. For example, we also need to ensure that EPA is helping us provide expedited approvals for pesticides. And while FDA has already done a good job of providing an emergency use of products, we need to make sure that they are also at the table, continue to have the discussion of what more they can do to help us and the industry identify those products that can help be used by producers in healing up their cattle once we do see New World Screwworms.
Expedited construction of domestic sterile fly production facilities also being sought.
So this is a multi-pronged effort, and you have seen that talked about by the Secretary and her five-pronged plan or five-point plan in addressing this. And we have to look at it all as a system, because while there is a lot of work being done by the government to provide the facilities in order to build this army of sterile flies, there is still more that can be done in putting pressure on the Mexican government to try to impart additional changes in the way that they're handling cattle movements, for example. And even though the fly is closer, we should not take our eye off the ball to make sure that the Mexican government is doing everything possible to be a good neighbor.
Cattle markets traded higher yesterday with the news the Mexican border had a new case of New World Screwworm detected, some 70 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. Ag Bull Trading market analyst Tommy Grisafi.
Cattle market news out of Mexico late last night, Secretary of Ag Rollins talked about screwworm detected 60 miles from the border, really, really giving the bid to the back month feeder cattle. A lot of talk that they were going to open the border once we had a frost/freeze and then get those sterile flies in there, do their work. But with this news of screwworm being so close to the border, it looks like the border will stay shut. We're seeing limit up moves here now. In November, January, and March, feeder cattle up limit, up 925. Probably at new records or touching records as we speak.
U.S. milk production rose 3.2% in August. The number of milk cows in production and the amount of milk produced per cow up over last year. Milk production in South Dakota up more than 11%, with milk cow numbers up 21,000 head from a year ago. Milk output in Minnesota rose 2.4%, with the state's dairy herd growing by 3,000 head in the past year. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, the NASDA Foundation, and the National Agricultural Law Center have signed a memorandum of understanding to expand collaboration on agricultural law, policy research, and student development. NASDA President Wes Ward of Arkansas said the agreement builds on the organization's long partnership and will create new opportunities to support ag policy, education, and public engagement. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Argentina's government announced export duties will be set to zero through at least October 31st. That is meant to help the country build its dollar reserves, which is expected to result in prompt farmer selling of their stocks in the near term. That would create more competition for U.S. Soybeans in the export arena. A new report from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers highlights the benefits of precision agriculture. AEM Senior Director of Agricultural Services, Austin Gellings, talks about the goals and findings of this report.
Yeah, the goal was really to bring the ag community together to help quantify and tell the story about the role that precision agriculture and precision agricultural technologies can play both in on-farm conservation and tell the story about the role that technology plays in that, but also then tie that to the increased efficiency that we see from these technologies, the ROI that can bring a farmer as well, and kind of pair those two together, how efficiency and conservation kind of go hand in hand.
The report also shows that precision agriculture can increase productivity by allowing farmers to grow more crops on less land.
We found a whole bunch of numbers like that through increased efficiency in use of herbicide by needing to use 54 million pounds less of herbicides as a result of these technologies. And same goes for fertilizers.
Checking markets, we have Minneapolis wheat at this hour. The Dease contract at 564 and three quarters. That's a gain of 0.75 cents. Chicago wheat for December down 1.25, 509.5, and hard red winter wheat, the Dease contract down 2 cents. New crop corn down 0.5, 421.25, March down 0.5 cents as well. The soybeans, November 10.05, down 6 cents, March down by 5.5 at 1041.5. The soybeans continuing the weakness that we saw, of course, to start this trading week. Checking in on the farm calendar, lots on the agenda. The 96th Annual North Dakota Stockmen's Association Convention and Trade Show is going on starting tomorrow and continuing through Friday. That's in Minot, North Dakota. Among their speakers, they'll be having the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association addressing the group. They've got a number of workshops on tap and, of course, a big trade show as well. Again, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association convention this week. We'll have coverage here on the Red River Farm Network. There is an alternative 4-H's field day that is coming up on Thursday of this week at Greenbush, put together by the Northwestern Stockmen's Association and their partners, a 9 a.m. start. A look at strategic winter feeding, soil health, rotational grazing, and more. Again, that's at the Christensen Farm at Greenbush, North Dakota. And also on tap, World Dairy Expo, the dates September 30th through October 3rd. That's going on, of course, in Madison, Wisconsin. And there is the South Dakota Sheep Growers Association Convention next week, September 26th through the 27th, that's being held in Watertown. Have yourself a great day. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.